April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Ashley Goetker, a graduating senior at Northern Michigan University with a degree in English, who hails from Brainerd, Minnesota.
This is called My Zenith City of the Unsalted Seas. I push your mud into the crevice of my boot, Duluth. I follow your veins to Chester Creek, geocache my secrets under thimbleberries, forget-me-not banks, Ninth Street rainwater run of rocks, Duluth. You've swallowed our memories into your trees at 14th and 7th, where I first learned to walk. Where I first learned to listen to your blues banjo and washboard notes that stirred slumbered dust from brewhouse floors. Where I first learned to dance. Where I first preserved every note that led to every coffee cup I drained when I first woke to you, Duluth. Where I first swore none could compare to your woodland shadows, where I apologized first when I told you the UP pulled, swore I'd return before the next blue moon offered lavender satchels to the witch tree to secure my Kitchigumi travels would guide me back to you, Duluth. It's been 2 years, 3 months since we've danced, Duluth. I clutch your map, hold your hand, Duluth. I inhale your steamed superior cobblestone street. I want to pin your wind in my hair. Let my head rise and fall on your rose garden belly, my zenith city of the unsalted seas. You were my first laugh. My first love, Duluth, when I lend my lips to your vermilion cheek, you pour dandelion honey and pine into my hollow tongue. I want to wrap my mitten round your hillside knee and patch every notch in your broken streets, Duluth. I navigate my return through your canal, chart your bridges on my hands, collect sea glass to protect you from harbored ruin. Duluth, Duluth, at Park Point we meet. Your sand pleads at my feet because you won't let me leave this time, and I want you to swallow my body, bury the cartography of us. Duluth, I read your skyline like my favorite book. I repeat every word in my sleep. This poem's called We'll See. I see you as the psychic did when she flipped tarots through fingertips, looked me in the eyes, said, "You'll fall in love in grad school. Take the shackles from your ankles. Fall head over heels." I rolled my eyes at Lady O and said, "We'll see about that." I swear you were there at the grocery store. I almost turned around, reached for your thigh, felt corduroy, sighed, asked which cheese would go with a pear. I chose the brie, almost said, "You're right, yeah, toast would be too salty." I swear you were there, I swear, you slipped through raindrops into the bagel shop, ordered a coffee, said, "It was a perfect day for a hike. Darling, you'll be the walking stick I curl my fingers round. I'll mark your measured stride, score music in your swing. We'll commit to riffs and rocks and trees. We'll unravel our flannel, catch dew on our shoes, pocket our socks. Darling, we'll savor the pace of our fall." I swear you circled me, brushed my arm one day, said, "Excuse me," when I saw you in our brewery. I thought I had you pressed into my palms. I fished for bay leaves and broke wishbones under shooting stars nobody saw but me. I won't fall for another foolish, flickery-eyed lover who loves another other than me. I won't hold my breath. And that clock tells me it's not too late to take my breath away the day I see you rush at me like the wind brings promise of our future. We'll have hot dish dinner with your mother and your brother, and your slippers will shift as you stoke our pot-bellied stove you filled with oak for longer burn. I see you as I see myself, tucked into the folds of Lake Superior waves. I'll trace the divot in your bottom lip with my fingertip, know the silk of your breath, memorize the sash in your hips. Inhale, so I can taste you.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.